It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Government workers in Colorado will soon have new power to negotiate their salaries and other benefits. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
28,000 state employees will gain collective bargaining rights under a new law signed by Governor Jared Polis on Tuesday. It guarantees that the public sector union can negotiate binding contracts with the state. The law could give these employees greater leverage in the face of steep budget cuts that may affect salaries and pensions. However, state lawmakers still make the ultimate decisions about employee pay. State workers are not allowed to strike under the new law. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council continued discussions yesterday on policing in the city. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Two groups presented ideas on building a committee for police accountability, underlining the need for independent oversight and collaboration. Pastor and UCCS professor Stephanie Rose Spalding presented one proposal from a group of community members who have been working on these issues since earlier this year. She says the community is demanding action from city council members.
You have a responsibility to not just speak about justice, but to live it.
Council members decided after hearing both proposals to combine key points into a final draft for another work session next Monday. They then plan to vote on the creation of a committee for police accountability at the regular council session the following day. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
In Pueblo, the Parkview Medical Center has laid off nearly two dozen workers. CPR's Dan Boyce says the move comes after the center had to halt elective surgeries because of the pandemic.
The local news site Pulp says Pueblo never reached its hospital capacity during the COVID-19 pandemic, so losing the money from elective surgeries hit Parkview hard enough to prompt the layoffs. The hospital says those positions will not be refilled and that the cuts amount to less than 1% of its workforce. Meanwhile, the hospital is still finalizing a $70 million plan to expand the facility's emergency department. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver's Cherry Creek Mall partially reopens today. Shoppers will have to wear face masks, and some stores will stay closed or offer only curbside pickup. Cherry Creek Mall has been closed since March because of the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.